Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sup? Once you hear something, why not? And then I'll describe it to you. This is Market Square last night. Protesters. About 500 of them. Can't have 230. You can't have 260 people at a football game, college, high school football game, but you can have 500 people at a protest and up. One of the protesters goes to jail. That's smart. So, this is video I want you to check out on my Facebook page, the Get Marty page. But I'm going to play this for you. You'll get it in a second once you hear this sound. It's obnoxious. I'll get it here in a second. I'll figure it out. It's in Markets. You get it? You get it? Okay, that sound you hear, that's not a police siren. That's a megaphone from some idiotic protester. And I'll tell you why they're idiotic, if you say that's name-calling. They had that siren through a megaphone, and they had it right beside a man's ear. Now, he was just in Market Square minding his own business, and in come the protesters, okay? Here's the truth. As they get close, he makes a comment to someone, and that irritates them. So they start with the megaphones, the handheld megaphones, and that siren, I'm telling you, an inch from his ear. An inch. And then they're hitting him with the megaphone. And think about, this is in your ear. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was nasty. In your ear, that loud. Went on and on and on and on and on. They start pushing him. He pushes them back, and he slaps a few people. They slap him. He gets arrested. It's the truth. What the hell's that about? No, really. So I have a couple of issues with this. Number one, this guy is arrested. This guy is arrested for doing nothing. In fact, the protesters who are harassing him should have been arrested. Watch the tape. Go to my Facebook page, Get Marty. Check it out. Watch it. They arrested this guy. White guy in his 50s. I'm telling you, they were harassing him, abusing him, threatening him, name calling. It was obnoxious. He got arrested. Not one of the protesters arrested. A crowd of 500. No one from the health department. No one saying the crowd's too big. No one. Meantime, you can't go to a high school football game this season. This crap about the crowd's allowed to be at 250. Let me help you with math, which I was not good at. On a good college, high school, I apologize, good high school football team, on a home game, they'll dress 90 kids. Seriously, Central Catholic will. Then throw in the coaches, let's round it up to over 100. Throw in the band, you're at 150 right there. The other team, let's give them 150. You're at 300, so there's no fans. Can't do it. Not allowed. It's obnoxious and ridiculous. You know who agrees with me? State Leader Mike Reese. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good, Marty. How are you?
Mike, isn't this obnoxious? This crap that you got to count the teams, you got to count the coaches, got to count the band, maxed out at 250. Isn't that obnoxious, Mike?
Marty, it is beyond silly. Look, these arbitrary numbers that the governor's throwing out for these activities make no sense. And frankly, it doesn't. Look, you mentioned football, and that's a great example. You get with the football teams, you get the band, you get the cheerleaders, you get the athletic trainers, you get the ambulance crew. You're well over 250 before you put one mom and dad in the stands.
That's right.
Easily. But let's look at the indoor requirements also. So what he's saying is 250 for outdoor activities, 25 for indoor. Okay. Well, let's look at volleyball. Volleyball is a fall sport. So with the two teams, with the coaches, with the scorekeepers, with the athletic trainers, you are going to be over 25 people before you put one person in the stand. And so what are you going to do? These schools are going to be forced to have players standing in the hallway outside the gym waiting to be substituted in. It's just beyond silly.
You know what it is, Mike? What I call ignorant by definition. This is State Representative Republican Mike Reese, who's doing something I love, which is why I wanted to snag him this morning. Mike, ignorant by definition, is it not, sir?
It is. It simply doesn't make any sense. And look, that's why we introduced Mike, I think since August 6th, I believe it was the date that the governor made the announcement that he recommended no fall sports. And of course, it sent shockwaves throughout the sports community in Pennsylvania. And then he doubled down and said, okay, all right, look, fine. I'm not going to say it's in order. You can go ahead with sports, even though I don't think it's a good idea, but you're not going to have any fans in the stands. No spectators. That was his ruling. No spectators. And so we started pushing hard, and we drafted House Bill 2787 that would empower our local school districts to figure out a way to, number one, have fall sports, and then number two, how to put fans in the stands. And look, we're not being unreasonable. We're saying, look at the CDC guidelines.
Right.
Figure it out.
Right.
Do it safely. We're all adults. We can figure this out. And by the way, I gotta throw this in there because I think it speaks to this point that we can do this, that we're all adults, we can figure it out. My daughter, my oldest daughter, is a travel softball player, and we've been playing softball all summer long.
Right.
She had over 38 games.
Right.
38
on.
Games this summer without one issue. And we drafted this bill to say we're going to give some level of clarity to our school districts. We're going to give them some level of certainty as they move forward. And I'm very, very happy to report, Marty, we voted this bill out of the House of Representatives yesterday with a vote of 155, which is well beyond the need for the veto-proof majority, which is only 136.
Hey, Mike, can you hang in there?
Yes, sir.
This is a fantastic leader. This is what it's about for me. All they're suggesting is, come on, let us treat this like we would treat anything else. Protect our kids, protect our families, play the game. It's becoming obnoxious. The bully, the governor's a bully. Man, you talk about Trump all day long, and that's fine. He's an easy target. He really is. He makes himself that. That's fine. But Wolf's a bully. He's a bully. He tells parents, yeah, go ahead and play the game, but we'll shut you down if you try and put more than 250 people on the field. Go ahead, knock yourselves out. It's so bad, it's causing so much stress that Pine Richland, fantastic school district, right? Great football team, really good school. So no fans allowed in the games, which is ridiculous and absurd. They have this hill. The parents said, all right, man, we'll sit up on the hill. The athletic director is spreading the word that if you sit up on the hill, I'm coming up there. I'm going to tell you, go home, or we forfeit this game. Like you're in fourth grade. Who brought this on? Who brought this on? The bully, the governor. Mike Reese, Republican, is standing up to him saying, sir, we're going to try and do it our way, the right way, the safe way. He really has become a bully, has he not, Mike?
Seems that way, Marty. Look, I mean, the problem is, it's almost like he thinks he knows best. And,
right.
And of course, he's doing the one-size-fits-all across the Commonwealth, and he's not empowering our locally elected officials,
right.
who, frankly, know their facilities. They know their coaches.
Right.
They know their players. And by the way, they're in constant communication with the medical experts in their area. The decision should be left with them and their families. This should not be a Harrisburg decision. And that's why we did 2787, and we're empowering our local school districts to make these decisions and not the governor.
Okay, let's talk about this bill, because it got out. You said it got out of the House, Mike?
It did, yeah. It passed last night with 155 yes votes, only 47 no votes, which is, of course, a veto-proof majority. We only needed 136 to do a veto override if the governor were to veto it. So we're in a pretty good position coming out of the House. And I had a great conversation with the chairman of the Education Committee in the Senate, Senator Langerholtz, and he has already sunshined a meeting for today, and he is looking to vote that bill out of his Education Committee this afternoon.
Hey, Mike, tell our listeners, this is the Republican leader, Representative Mike Reese. Mike, tell our listeners what this would mean if it passes to local high schools and communities regarding sports and crowds.
Yeah, so basically what it would do, it would empower our local school districts, number one, to ensure that they get to decide whether or not fall sports continue and not the governor, and number two, how to put fans in the stands. So each school district would have to come up with a health and safety plan on how they were going to allow fans to attend events. And look, that's everything from football to soccer to swimming to also choir concerts. You know, again, I'll use this as an example. In my hometown, Mount Pleasant, they have a pretty big choir. And so, you know, they get, you know, 40, 50 kids involved with it.
Right.
And right there, they're already over the threshold for 25 to have a choir concert in the evening in the school district, even though in that facility they might fit 300, 400 people. So what the bill would do is say, look, every extracurricular activity out there that parents want to come and watch their kids participate, just figure out how to do it safely following the CDC guidelines.
Bam.
And that's it.
Bam.
That's simple.
Bingo. Why the hell don't they do this with the restaurants? No, really. Why can't restaurants do this, Mike? They proposed this, and local health department folks and the governor said, to hell with you. No, honestly, really. They said, we'll open. Forget this 25% limit. We'll put CDC guidelines in place. So what you're trying to do, which I love and admire, this is what I call leadership. Would this not allow local municipalities to do the right thing, socially distance, and allow fans to come to games?
That's it. That's what Bingo. It does. It's that simple.
Okay, so I'm getting a bunch of folks wanting to latch on to this. My friend Michael, ask him if this bill would help college sports attendance. That's a great question, by the way.
Yeah, no, it is a great question. So no, it would not.
No.
And here's why. Look, you know, part of the process that's in Harrisburg is that you have to have bills that are of the same subject and in the same area, the same code.
Nice.
So my bill deals with education. So it's dealing with K through 12 sports in that education environment. It's very specifically drafted so that no court can take a look at it and say, oh, sorry, you violated the single subject rule, and we're gonna throw that out. So this is a very narrowly drafted bill dealing with K through 12 athletics.
Republican Mike Reese, love this, Mike. I love what you've done. I find this to be what's lacking in America, and that's leadership. And I got to say this, Mike. There's this argument that if you're not back in school full-time, which my kids aren't and they hate it at home, that you shouldn't be allowed to play sports. I argue this, Mike. If my daughters didn't have sports, and they both do, they would snap. It's the only chance for them to breathe, to move around, to live life again. Don't you agree, Mike?
I see it in my three kids, that's for sure. You know, I'm blessed to have three children, and they're very active. And if it wasn't for these activities, these sports activities, they'd be locked down in the house. And so, yeah, it's critical. And look, Marty, I think it's, you know, some people say, hey, Mike, you know, is it really worth the risk? Well, hold on. Number one, I'm not sure that's our decision to make. I think it's the parents' decision to make. But number two, let's look at this. When students participate in extracurricular activities, and I don't care, again, if it's band, if it's football, soccer, swimming, volleyball, whatever it is, study after study shows they have higher GPAs, higher test scores. They're more often likely to move on to higher education opportunities. And listen, I'm sorry, but we're seeing it now. It's starting to play out in our numbers. When kids are locked down and they don't get to interact like normal kids should be interacting, they don't get that social interaction with their peers or with positive role models, what happens? You see an increase in depression.
Like
you see an increase in drug use.
Suicide.
Alcohol use. Suicide. Attempted suicide. I mean, these are really negative things. So when people say to me, hey, Mike, I don't know if it's worth the risk having a Friday night football game or having a swim meet, I say, folks, look at the numbers. Look at the data. The risk is incredibly high if we don't do these activities.
Mike, I love it. I love what you're doing. Tell our listeners, is there anything they can do to make sure this happens, sir?
Yeah, I mean, look, I email your senators, let them know that you support it. I believe this is going to be coming up on the Senate floor next week because, again, the chairman's moving out of the Education Committee this week, so it'll be positioned well for next week in the Senate. And then let the governor know. Let the governor know that you want your kids, number one, to be involved in these activities, and you want to be able to watch them.
I'm your new biggest fan. Thank you. I love what you're doing, man. Folks don't see this in politicians, and we're seeing it today. Thank you, Mike.
Marty, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Man, I love that. Love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.